This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
What support is there in the community? Every brain injury is unique, and depending on the severity and specific effects, it requires different support needs. Today we're going to look at a support worker role in supporting someone with a brain injury and the difference that it can make. Hi, I'm Jane, manager at Brain Injury Otago. Today I'm talking with Donna Dunford and her support worker Donna Gooch. Firstly, welcome both of you, Donna and Donna, and thank you both so much for talking with me today. First of all, Donna, can you please tell me a bit about how you got your brain injury?
I had an accident when I was 5 years old. I was crossing the road and I was run over by a motorbike in Milton, where I lived with my parents and my sister. I had a traumatic injury. I was unconscious for a month. Also had surgery to release pressure off on the brain. I also had a broken leg in four places and a cracked collarbone.
Wow. Well, so how old were you?
Five. I was probably nearly six, but
yeah.
I was five.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty intense. So what was it like growing up?
Growing up with the brain injury was hard at times, as people didn't understand how I was. And I was quite shy growing up. I found schoolwork quite hard, as I found it hard understanding a lot. I also found it hard when we had to be in teams for sport, as I always got chosen second last or last, and I felt that people didn't want me in their team, as they didn't think I was very good
enough. Yeah, that's not a nice feeling.
No.
So I understand your mum was the support for you growing up. Can you tell us a bit about how she helped you?
I had to learn to do everything again after my accident, like walk, talk and eat again. My mum was my main support until I got married at the age of 25.
Yeah. So you're married and you've got two kids, which is awesome. So are they supportive? You know, how did they help you with your daily life?
They helped me to just work things out. And
And I know you're really proud of having kids. So tell us a bit about that.
Anton's now 25 and Nicole's 22. And, like, growing up, I've supported them in things at school. Like, I've been able to help. And so it's been really great.
Yeah. And you were just saying before how that's something you always wanted, to have children.
I wanted to have children and not knowing if I would ever.
Yeah. So that's a huge success in my books.
Yes.
So when did you connect with Brain Injury Otago? Do you remember?
In 2018, I was introduced to Kathy.
And what are some of the things that have you been helped with since you've been involved with Brain Injury Association?
I've been helped with meeting people and Kathy's been a great support and she's gone with me to appointments and that, which has been great. And I just enjoy the groups. Just being with people who've had injuries and,
They're pretty supportive kind of groups, aren't they, that we have? And one of the things that you've been involved with over the past couple of years is we've done a series of stories. So the first stories we did were some written stories, and we had photos taken with them as well. And they were published on our Facebook page. So did you enjoy that process?
Yeah, I did, yes.
They were so popular. They had such a great reception on our Facebook pages, all of the stories, and people really, the stories really resonated with them. And we decided to get them published as well. So then we published them into a book, which again, a lot of people really like the book to read and really find the stories just so empowering. We also did, last year we did talking stories with some polytech OT students, and you're involved at that one as well, Donna. And what about that process? Did you enjoy that? That was recorded, wasn't it, the videos?
Just been able to get the word out there.
Yeah, and we're just saying before we publish those as part of Brain Injury Awareness Month in March, and the amount of comments and reactions from on our social media were amazing, and it showed how people really find it so important to be hearing other people's stories and their journeys, and they find them, you know, just so empowering. I think we just talked about that. So you said you like being part of our support groups. So what support groups do you go to?
Well, I go to the morning teas in, no, afternoon tea in the
lunch group. Yeah.
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 And other groups that are offered.
Yeah, you used to go to the singing, but I think you do work on that day, don't you?
Yeah, in the food bank.
Yeah, yeah. Was there some other things that you wanted to share about your journey?
Yeah, I grew up in the Salvation Army Church, and that's been a real great thing for me to be involved with. Mm. And I really enjoy going to church and just being with other people and
The same in that supportive group setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you volunteer through the Salvation Army as well. How often do you do that?
Two mornings a week, Monday and Friday.
Yeah.
And I really love what I do.
So what do you do there?
Get parcels ready for people to come and collect.
Yeah, food parcels.
Yeah, food parcels.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So they'd be busy too.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think that your confidence has changed or since starting to understand your injury?
And yes, it has. I've gotten quite confident now. And, it started at the Salvation Army when I got put in reception, just to help out. And I really enjoyed that and learned a lot,
I certainly, from when I first met you, so I've been in the organisation probably since you first started coming along in 2018, and I think you've blossomed, and it's so nice to see. So tell me how you connected up with Donna, your support worker. Was that Brain Injury Otago helping you connect up with Donna?
Yes, it was, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. And how does it work?
She comes usually on a Tuesday and does some housework.
Yep.
And sometimes we'll go out for a chat at a cafe.
Excellent.
Kathy was the one that put me onto you, onto me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
excellent.
Because you started working with Kathy.
Yeah.
So Kathy is as an officer at Brain Injury.
And she identified the support needs with ACC, I think it was.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's one of the questions that people might be wondering is how can people get support workers? And that, if you think you need or could benefit from a support worker, then you can give us a call at Brain Injury Otago, or you could contact your GP to find out more. So Donna, not to confuse with Donna, can you tell me a bit about your role as a support worker?
Well, it seems quite a lot to condense into a small sentence, but I've been working 30 years as a service coordinator of various intellectual disability, mental health, addiction, that kind of stuff. About 3 years ago, I worked for Emerge Aotearoa, as well as the full-time employment I have at the moment. And that is where I got into working with people who have a brain injury, because that team was set up based in Christchurch. There was about six of us throughout the South Island that worked with brain injury clients contracted through ACC.
Yeah.
So at that time, I did the level 4 brain injury training. And
excellent.
Yeah. So as I said, I'm working full time, but Kathy rang me up, and I already was working with two other clients at the time when she rang me, who have brain injury.
Yes.
That was through ACC, and I continued on with them. And then Kathy rang and said, "Would you like to work with Donna?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "No, Kathy, I'm too busy." But I went to meet Donna, and here we are. Because you just have to do it.
Yes. So when you say full-time, so how many hours would you work a week?
76. A fortnight.
76 yep. a fortnight. And how many people do you work? Do you have a set number of people that you work with over that time?
I work in 2 residential homes with 8 people.
Right.
Yep.
And so on top of 3 outside of that, is that?
Yeah, yeah. Although one's I'm not working with any longer. I've worked with her for about 10 years.
Yes.
And I stopped working with the other one about 2 years ago, the other person. So I've just got Donna now.
As well as
my full-time stuff.
Yes.
So that works out quite well because we do 2 hours a week. And the ACC assess needs, and that's what I'm there for, to support Donna with those things. And also a lot besides, there's problem solving, there's, you know, community support, there's community access. One thing that Donna did was a little bit too anxious to go along to the gym, and she wanted to join the gym. So she asked me if I would go with her, which I did, twice, I think it was. And Donna hasn't looked back. She's been going to the gym
fantastic.
Once a week.
See, that's so lovely. Yeah, so what gym do you go to?
It's at Tokoika.
Yes.
In College Street. And I also go to physio gym there on a Tuesday.
And through that, Donna was able to access the physio at the gym. So that's 2 days a week, isn't it?
Yeah, and I also meet people there and they chat to me.
Yeah.
And it's so just blossomed.
Yeah.
Donna has just blossomed.
Oh, absolutely.
And doing her own thing.
Yeah, that's great. And enjoy exercising. So what sort of things do you focus on at the gym?
They have a workout to do.
Program, yeah.
So I do it as I feel I can. Like, if I need to take a break, I do.
Yeah.
And then the physio one is more on balance.
Yeah.
You're getting the right balance. And
strengthening.
And that's related to some of the injuries you had. So, your legs as well as your brain injury.
Yeah, just because I don't have balance a lot of balance.
Yeah.
And when I first started working with you, you were seeing a physio, an OT, who was working on the balance, wasn't
it? Yeah, a physio, yeah.
Yeah. So now this covers that as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I think that's one of examples of the support you provide people in the community. What are some other examples?
Can be anything. Can be attending doctor's appointments with people, going in with people, or helping them make appointments. Anything at all that person might want me to do.
So driven
shopping,
by
budgeting, weekly planners, doing weekly schedules with people so that they kind of have a holistic week whereby they can minimise fatigue and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
There's a myriad, everything and anything really.
Yeah, driven by the person you're supporting.
Driven by the person I'm supporting, because first of all we get the needs assessed and then I start working with them. And then for me what it's about is getting to know that person and what works for them and what they need actually, because the goal might be here, but there might be certain things that need to be achieved to get to that point.
Yep.
So it can be anything at all.
Yeah.
But mostly for me it's about that person making those decisions about what they want in their lives and what they want to achieve and identifying those things and making sure I can support them wherever possible.
So what are some of the challenges that you find in your role?
Time.
Yes, it sounds like. Do you have any time? full-time work as well as other work?
Time. Well, that's a bit time management is important. But like with anybody, with fatigue and all those things that brain injury clients have.
Yes.
It's something that we all deal with as well, and time management and weekly schedules and planning and things like that is important. There aren't any really downs. Actually, I've got a lot more positives than I have.
Well, that's my next question, actually.
Yes.
So can you name some highlights?
I think watching people become empowered to make their own decisions and choices and feel confident doing that, because a lot of people just aren't or haven't had the opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And just assisting people to learn how to be assertive or to ask for what they want or just very basic things, but things that aren't really easy for people, especially after a TBI.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So by the time I get to work with people, having gone through a large recovery process, those are the things that we would work on, is confidence building, job searching. I worked with one person for 4 years who was never going to go anywhere near volunteer work, but we kind of decided that as we talked over that time, and it took quite a long time for that person to start to see that differently, that volunteering actually gives you all of those things that a paid employment might give you.
Yeah.
And actually, I'll cut the long story short, he started working voluntarily, and he went to his first Christmas party in 9 years since his accident.
Wow.
So he was getting all those things. And it's not just about money very often.
No, it's about connections. Yep. And we actually
the network, feeling purpose, having something to do. Having his own, actually, because his wife worked, and having his own
things for yourself. So it sounds like that's what you know, your gym and your work, you get out of that, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ideally that people just have that confidence. I might go once and that person has the confidence to continue
that's
on their journey and meet new people.
If someone was interested in being a support worker, what experience do they need, or what qualifications would they need to?
I think life experience is a good thing.
Yeah.
but also there's Polytech.
We
run several trainings, social work, mental health and wellbeing, addiction stuff.
Yeah.
Level 3 and 4 and degrees, I think. And also very often people can be employed with a service provider and they will actually put them through those trainings.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's quite it's not difficult to get into, and that's a nice way to do training, actually, to have the experience to go with it at the same time.
Yeah. It certainly sounds like there's a lot of satisfaction.
Absolutely. Yep. And Career Force is another one that people can do.
Yep.
But I think that they can only do that if they're employed. I wouldn't be sure, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
things change.
And if someone is wanting to find out more, they certainly can contact Brain Injury Association and we can help and give them some more information if needed. So you think you said, do you spend, I was going to ask the question about spending, how much time you spent together, but is it 2 hours a week, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
Yeah.
And that's controlled by the ACC based on the needs assessment of how many hours that people would get.
And how do you plan your time together?
Donna tells me what she needs and what she wants to do, or we plan it the week before, don't we?
Yeah.
What you might need to do next week. For example, next week there is a dental appointment, which I will support Donna.
No, not next week, the weekend.
27th.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I'll support Donna with that because that's something that is extremely anxious-making for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you find being able to have someone there to support you makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planning is important. It's quite important.
Yeah.
And knowing what to expect, what's happening the next week to prepare for those things, especially.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, but there's a lot.
So do you have like a diary that you share together or something that you have all the things in? Or
Donna has a better memory than I do.
I was just going to say, Donna will just know. I am aware of this. Donna's been helping me out with doing the Brain Injury Association newsletter. Uh-huh. And I look forward to having her helping me again because she's already pointed out some of the things and I'm very grateful.
Some other people may need a diary and I need a diary.
Yeah, I certainly do.
But not Donna.
No.
No, she never forgets.
I do sometimes though, but...
Yeah. I know that I wanted to bring it in. It's probably like a very like random thing to bring in, but I know that you are really amazing at word challenges. So I've been blown away when we've had groups when you've had these challenges that you really enjoy those sorts of challenges and you're really good at them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's great.
So basically, I'll just come at the same time every week and be consistent and reliable is important as well, working with people because it's so very important not to upset their routine or let them down or leave them wondering and just make sure that they're at the same time every week and we have an idea or we sit down and plan what we're going to do for that session.
Yeah.
Things come up through the week.
So what do you enjoy most about it, having Donna?
I enjoy being able to talk, about stuff. And
We do occasionally go out for a coffee, don't we?
Yeah. That sounds nice.
We sneak out and have a coffee.
And a chat.
Always.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's just quite a natural thing, really, which is nice.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you guys so much. Support workers have an important role in caring for people in our community. They provide a huge range of support that can include practical assistance, emotional support, advocacy, skill development, community integration, problem solving. Their role is important in helping individuals overcome challenges and improve their quality of life and achieve their full potential. And I certainly think that it sums up you, Donna, reaching your potential, and I think it's fantastic. So thank you so much for both coming in and sharing your stories. Really appreciate it. If you're wanting to find out more about support workers or more about Brain Injury Association, give us a call on 4716156 or check out our website www.braininjuryotago.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.